we find here in verse 3 now, chapter 1 of Jeremiah, it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. So now we are told here very definitely that Jeremiah began his ministry during the reign of Josiah, the 13th year. And he conducted his ministry right on down through the Babylonian captivity. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar had received a message from Jeremiah, and he told his captain, "You let that man Jeremiah do what he wants to do. If he wants to come with the other captives, fine. If he wants to stay there, let him stay there." And what, of course, actually happened was Jeremiah did not want to go with the captives. They had rejected his message. They're going into Babylonian captivity, and Nebuchadnezzar's permitting him to make his choice. So he remained with those few that remained. And then those fugitives took off and went down to Egypt. And they did it against the advice of Jeremiah and his wisdom. And finally, they apparently stoned him to death. That's the story of this man. You see, we know a great deal about Jeremiah. We don't know that much about Isaiah or Ezekiel. We probably know a great deal about Daniel, because the first part of his prophecy is rather personal also. But now take the minor prophets, and some of them, we know nothing about them. That man Obadiah, we just don't know a thing about him. And there are others just like that. Now we find here in verse 3 that Jehoahaz, a son of Josiah, who's not mentioned here, he reigned only 3 months. He didn't even get the throne warm until they eliminated him. And then the king of Egypt placed his brother, Eliakim, Jehoiakim, upon the throne. He reigned 11 years. And it was Jeremiah warning him not to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And he did. And the king took him captive to Babylon and placed on the throne at that time in Jerusalem, Jehoiachin. And he reigned 3 months and 10 days. And he's not mentioned here because of the fact that he didn't get the throne warm either until he's eliminated. And Nebuchadnezzar took him captive to Babylon and placed Zedekiah, his father's brother, on the throne, and he reigned 11 years. And he's mentioned here. Then Zedekiah rebelled, and Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Jerusalem, slew his son, put out his eyes, and took him captive to Babylon. Now that, you say, is very brutal. I agree with you, it's very brutal. But you must remember, Nebuchadnezzar had been very patient with that city, and the city and the people refused to listen to Jeremiah. We'll see that as we go into the prophecy.